Chapter 4. Home Again. The police car stopped Bobby.
"Can I see your license?" one of the policemen asked.
Bobby looked in all his pockets and tried to find his American driving license, but it wasn't there.
"I left the house quickly and forgot to take it with me," he said to the policeman.
Bobby had a very young face. He didn't have any identity papers, and a frightened girl was sitting next to him. It wasn't a good situation. He had to give the policeman his name and address and leave his car at the side of the road. Then the policeman drove him and Helen to the local police station. At 4:30 in the morning, the police phoned Bobby's and Helen's parents.
"Your children are here," a policeman said. "Please come quickly."
Bobby's and Helen's parents were shocked. They left immediately and arrived at the police station a short time later. Mr. Leader listened to all Bobby's explanations.
"But why didn't you wake me?" he asked his son. "You know I'll always help you."
"I know," Bobby said unhappily. "Please don't be angry with me." Helen's father was also very upset.
"Why did you do that?" he asked his daughter. "And why didn't you phone us? We're your parents."
"I was sure I could get home," Helen murmured. She was nearly crying again. "You've got so much to do with Gregory at the moment, and I didn't want to worry you. I'm really sorry."
Mrs. Smith turned to one of the policemen.
"What's going to happen now?"
she asked nervously. They all waited in silence for an answer.
"Well, it's very serious to drive without a license," one of the policemen said. He looked at Bobby. "You'll have to appear in court in the morning, and your parents will have to pay a big fine, probably about £500.
The policeman turned to Helen.
"You're very fortunate," he said. "I won't give you the details of what nearly happened, because I think you can imagine them. I only want to say this. We're still trying to find many girls like you. They weren't as fortunate as you."
A few minutes later, they left the police station. Mrs. Leader took Mrs. Smith, Bobby and Helen home in her car. Mr. Leader drove with Mr. Smith to get his car. During the trip, the two fathers decided what to do with their children. The punishment was severe. Bobby and Helen had to stay at home for 6 weeks. No parties, no friends, and no films until the 1st of December. That was the price for their stupidity.